3-on-3, so you have three players on the court. You have a sub, so four in a team. They're 10-minute games or the first to 21, so it's 10 minutes of a sprint. It's very fast-paced. It's a lot more physical, and it's on half a court. So, yeah, it's definitely a very dynamic, very powerful, fast-paced game.
Now, it's featured in the Olympic Youth Games in 2012, I understand, and is on the list for the Olympic Games proper in Tokyo in 2020. So as far as the Pacific are concerned, I mean, there's a lot to aim for, because if we compare, for example, what's happened with beach volleyball, where Vanuatu have done very, very well and arguably should have been at the last Olympics, but for a political row over drug testing and the Italians, I mean, there is an opportunity here, isn't there, for the Pacific to move on to the international stage?
Exactly, and look, we see it very specific for Pacific because, you know, their participation numbers aren't as big, the populations aren't as big, so we're seeing this as being a sport for them. Obviously, funding wouldn't be as high as what it would be to send a team of, you know, 15 for a 5-on-5 event, so it's something we feel that is ideal for the Pacific.
And is it a more inclusive game? I mean, basketball, of course, is basically for tall people. I mean, can shorter people play 3x3?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'll have to question that statement because I'm only 5'6" and I played for Australia and played in the WNBA. So it's not really. You bring your own dynamics to a team. So, look, it's open for everyone. The physicality of it, I think, would be great for the Pacific with the build. And it's fast. So I'm from Papua New Guinea by birth. So, you know, we're fast people in the Pacific. And I think it's great for islanders.
Is there a possibility, therefore, of a Pacific-wide competition being set up? I mean, is that on FIBA's agenda?
With the qualifications for the Olympics, there are going to be some kind of zone, sub-zone qualification system, which will involve Asia and Oceania. So, I mean, these are opportunities that, you know, Oceania have not had in the past. So I see a lot more competitions, international competitions, coming up for them.
And as far as the mini games is concerned, because this will be the first appearance on the international stage in the Pacific for this a brand new sport to this part of the world, at least, I mean, that's going to focus a lot of attention on the games, I would have thought. People are going to be interested to see how it all plays out.
Exactly. And look, 3-on-3, it's not just about basketball. It's about the atmosphere that's created. It's an urban sport. It's getting the crowd involved. It's having music all day. It's having a great court announcer who understands the basketball lingo, trying to get everyone really excited about it. There's entertainment, whether it's, you know, in Vanuatu with cultural dancing, or, you know, we'll have a mixed shooting competition. We'll have the crowd interaction. It's all about the atmosphere that really makes 3-on-3 very exciting.
It is a street sport, essentially, and an urban team sport, as the IOC have characterised it. I mean, if it catches on in the Pacific, take a country like Vanuatu, where soccer really is the dominant force at the moment. I mean, could you see this game popping up all over the place? Because with an improvised basket, you can play just about anywhere.
Definitely. I mean, you know, now with the Olympic inclusion, I think everyone in Oceania is really looking to find a way of getting there. And it is giving the smaller countries an opportunity to get there. You know, putting a 5-on-5 team together has been a bit of a struggle for most. You know, the resources, they don't have the resources, they don't have the funding. You know, facilities are very limited. This is giving an opportunity that was not there 6 months ago.
Have you had a go at the game yourself?
Yes, I have. And I wished it was around when I was in my prime, I should say. It's very physical. It's very fast. That's one of the reasons I started playing basketball in the first place when I was 14. You know, it's just a lot quicker. So, I mean, this is just, you know, 10 times quicker than what a 5-on-5 game is.
Great for TV, I would imagine, as well, which always has to be at the back of organisers' minds these days.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'm in Vanuatu. I'm meeting with the local organising committee, and that was one of the meetings I had yesterday. So they're asking me, you know, where do the cameras go? And because it is just the one court in the stadium, so we're really branding it up well, and it is going to, you know, we'll have games live on TV, so that's very exciting.